You're listening to the Ladbrokes F1 Podcast with William Geldart and Rich Marsh.
Hello and welcome along to the latest F1 Podcast. It's British Grand Prix weekend and myself, William Geldart, and our motor racing expert, Rich Marsh. We're here to mark your card ahead of the action at Silverstone. Well, Rich, last weekend's bust-up slash collision between Mercedes teammates Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg in Austria certainly added a bit of spice to proceedings. So much so that team boss Toto Wolff has issued the pair with a final warning and promised sporting and financial consequences. What do you read into that? I mean, how far would Mercedes go to stop this? He's talking about exclusions of drivers, but surely not so far to bin off one of them.
I don't know, Will. They are seriously, seriously furious with the pair of them, because that's twice now. It happened in Spain on the first lap, and they both took each other off into the gravel. And then again last weekend. And for Toto Wolff, he has to go back and talk to the Mercedes bigwigs. Why haven't we got a 1-2? We're putting all this money in. We got the best car. We've got the best team. Why aren't we getting a 1-2 finish? And the drivers, they just can't be tamed. They're threatening, if it happens again and it's blatantly one driver's fault, that driver may well be suspended by the team. Would they actually do that? I don't know. I mean, Bernie Eccleston, for one, would surely be like, no way, you can't do this. To the big draw names in the sport, they have to be there. But for sure, I think both of them now, the next time they come sort of wheel to wheel, maybe the little voice in the back of the head would be like, hang on a minute. Is it really worth going for it? Especially so early in the season. There's so much still to play for. So it remains to be seen. But I think we might see them being a little bit more cautious, certainly in the next couple of races.
Well, will their own personal pride come before the team? Well, if only someone had priced it up. Oh, we have. Okay, let's have a look. Hamilton-Rosberg specials. Hamilton-Rosberg to collide, forcing one or both of them to retire from the British Grand Prix this weekend, is a 12-1 shot. And I could see that getting a bit of interest, despite the warnings from Mr. Wolff. Also, Hamilton and Rosberg to collide, forcing one or both of them to retire from any race this year. So that's from the British Grand Prix right through to Abu Dhabi, the end of the season. That's a 5-2 shot. Again, it's not beyond the realms of possibility, but we shall see. Let's move on to the British Grand Prix itself then. We've just had free practice two, and it went very much the way of Lewis Hamilton. He was fastest, Daniel Ricciardo second, Max Verstappen third, Vettel fourth, Kimi Raikkonen fifth. Good result for Fernando Alonso so far. He was in sixth, and Jenson Button was down in ninth, so not too bad there for the McLarens. But Lewis Hamilton dominant, and Nico Rosberg, well, he was nowhere to be seen.
No, he wasn't. That's the last thing Nico needed. He had a few technical problems, so he didn't run at all in second practice, which is, on the quiet, quite a blow to him. He doesn't need that at all. Lewis is a three-time winner. He's in front of his home crowd. He's going for three in a row at Silverstone. And the sort of the way it played out in Austria last weekend was a massive boost to Hamilton. He got a win which he didn't necessarily think was on the cards for a while. And Nico dropped to fourth. So the gap is only 11 points. And any sort of advantage that Hamilton can take now, he's got to maximise that. And Nico not running in second practice, which is huge. It's where they do most of their race simulations. I mean, we'll find out tomorrow, Saturday, just what implications that has.
Yeah, you mentioned Lewis Hamilton. He is chasing three in a row in this race and looking to match Nigel Mansell's record of four British Grand Prix wins. And he is just now 11 points behind Nico Rosberg, as you say. All the momentum is with Hamilton. I'm going to put you on the spot here, though, in terms of that record with Nigel Mansell. If he matched that, I know it's only matching, but given his overall achievements, where would you rank the two? Could you put them in order as a one and a two? Or would it pain you to do so?
I mean, it's not a detriment to either, but I think most people now, they would probably say Hamilton is a slightly better driver than Nigel. It's so hard comparing them in different eras. Both incredible British sporting talents, and they both love racing in Britain. They love being in front of the home crowd. And again, that's another thing for Lewis. It might just give him a little edge this weekend. And it's those little margins that could make a big difference, you know, as the season goes on.
Okay, so let's have a look at the odds. Race winner, Lewis Hamilton. As I said, this is recorded on Friday after free practice too. So Lewis Hamilton, at the moment, he is 8-11, so he is your favourite. Nico Rosberg, 9-4. And then it's a familiar story down the list. Sebastian Vettel, 10-1. Daniel Ricciardo, 16s. Max Verstappen, of course, second in Austria last time out. He's 16s. Kimi Raikkonen, 33s. And it's 66-1 bar. Red Bull were very quick again. So far this weekend, so Ricciardo and Verstappen, they'll probably get a bit of interest as well.
I think absolutely so. Red Bull are improving all the time with their Renault designed engine, that's improving too, and Silverstone really is a circuit that rewards a good chassis, and no one makes a better chassis than Red Bull. That's pretty much agreed up and down the Formula 1 grid, I think. So you've seen it with the times on Friday, Ricciardo and Verstappen, especially in the afternoon session. They'll have Mercedes worried, I think, this weekend. Ferrari maybe aren't quite there yet. And you touched on Alonso having a good day, and Button, again, the chassis of the McLaren is absolutely fine. So they could be in for a good weekend. And as it's the great British summer, it's supposed to rain on Sunday.
Brilliant, can't wait. Okay, that'll add an interesting other dimension to the race. As you mentioned there, Jenson Button, he said this week it really hurts he hasn't made the British Grand Prix podium in 16 years. I mean, he was sixth in Austria, so what chance would you give him of breaking that duck?
I mean, there are thousands of people who would love to see Jenson on the Silverstone podium. What chances do I give him? An optimistic slim. I'm afraid he was superb in Austria last weekend, one of his best drives for a long time, and he's finished fourth a few times at Silverstone. It's just never really worked out for him, but I just don't think he's going to have enough there. The Red Bulls are too competitive. Ferrari will still be there, and obviously Mercedes, unless they take each other out. Maybe it might rain again, and he's wonderful when it rains and it's a bit slippery. That's his only hope, I think. But I mean, for them, they're making progress. Maybe later in the year, you just don't know. But I think Silverstone's going to be another one of so near but so far for Jenson.
Just for a layman like myself and perhaps a few others, just explain a bit more about Silverstone. What does it take? What kind of challenges does it present to drivers?
One of the best challenges of the entire year. It's a really old school circuit and it takes bravery. You've got to really lay it on the line. There's some wonderful corners. Cops, Becketts, Maggots, you don't get too many like that anymore. And pretty much every driver loves Silverstone. They say it's one of the best challenges out there. And you can tell, you go through the list of winners, only the best win at Silverstone. Hamilton being a 3-time winner, Mansell 4 times, Schumacher, Hakkinen, they've all been there and won it. And it's just one of the best challenges. They've kept, I know they've changed the layout a few times over the years, but they've kept the essence of a really quick, fast, challenging circuit, and we should see some excellent racing again this weekend.
Alright, good stuff. We're just about out of time. We are looking ahead to the British Grand Prix, one of the highlights of our sporting summer. Join us this weekend, head to ladbrokes.com, online on mobile and on tablet for all the latest odds, and head to news.ladbrokes.com for the latest news and insight. As I mentioned, this show is recorded on Fridays, so obviously a lot can change. It's always worth checking back. Thanks very much, Rich, and to the rest of you, enjoy the race, and we'll catch you again next time.
Ladbrokes wants you to enjoy gambling in a fun and responsible manner. If gambling has stopped being fun for you, please visit www.gambleaware.co.uk.